The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have now until November 15th to close existing and potential holes in the healthcare.gov website. Marilyn Taverner, the administrator of CMS, promises members of the House the site will be more secure when open enrollment begins. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller is here with details on CMS's plans and some concerns in Congress on the security of healthcare.gov. What does CMS have to do to try to fix the problems that the Government Accountability Office found in the site there, Jason?
Well, we know they released their findings earlier this week, and today they appeared before the Oversight and Government Reform Committee on the House side to really talk about these problems that they found. Now, auditors made 6 recommendations to improve CMS's information security and privacy program, and 22 recommendations around access controls, configuration management, as part of the overall improvements to technical security architecture issues. Greg Wilshusen is the Director of Information Security Issues at GAO.
CMS did not fully or effectively implement key technical security controls to sufficiently safeguard the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of the federally facilitated marketplace and its information. For example, CMS did not always require or enforce strong password control, did not sufficiently restrict systems from accessing the internet, and did not consistently implement patches in a timely manner. CMS also had shortcomings in its information security and privacy management program. For example, system security plans for the federally facilitated marketplace and data hub generally contained most required information, but each plan was missing key security information. CMS had also undertaken a series of security-related testing activities that began in 2012. Yet these control assessments did not fully identify and test all relevant controls prior to deploying the system.
Now, he said these and other issues put healthcare.gov at a greater risk of data loss and cyber attack. Now, at the same time, Wilshusen says CMS has done a lot of good work to secure the site, keep data private, but they miss doing some basic cyber hygiene. Now, Marilyn Taverner is the CMS administrator. She says a majority of GAO's findings already have been addressed or are in process of being addressed. Listen to this exchange between Taverner and Congresswoman Michelle Grisham.
Let me start with the 22 technical recommendations. 19 of those have been resolved, fully mitigated, or will be further reviewed prior to open enrollment. So those will be handled. Of the 6 other recommendations, we're in the process of either have completed those or will complete those prior to open enrollment.
And based on the 19 that you've identified, Ms. Taverner, and the remaining measures to implement, you are confident that not only are they implemented, but they're tested and will have to the greatest degree. I mean, I might disagree with some of my colleagues that we can do everything in our power. And those hostile, those negative, those who intend us harm and intend to access that information for their own gain will find ways to do that. I want to make sure that we are doing everything that we know that mitigates and prevents and gives us the opportunity to also detect when there's been a problem. You're confident that these will be tested and in place by the open enrollment period?
I am confident, but we will never quit continuing to try to improve the process. Our work with the Department of Homeland Security, our work with GAO, OIG will always be looking for improvements.
Now, Anne Barron DiCamillo is the head of the Homeland Security Department's U.S. Computer Emergency Readiness Program, or U.S. CERT. She says DHS is in talks with CMS to provide more support to the Affordable Care Act website. Well, Shushan Taverner, Barron DiCamillo testified Thursday before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. This was the committee's 29th hearing on the Affordable Care Act and 6th alone on the website.
Are there problems that GAO outlined that peculiar to CMS, or are these issues that every agency deals with?
You know, from what I could tell, these are issues that every agency deals with when it comes to cybersecurity. In fact, that was one of the points that was made during the hearing. Now, the big difference, I think, between Republicans and Democrats today is that what's the problem here? Is it CMS and the website, or is there just cybersecurity is bad across government?
Right.
I think the Republicans were pointing out that healthcare.gov continues to have cyber vulnerabilities, despite it was being around for almost a year now. The Democrats made the point that there have been no loss of personal data from the site, and there are bigger fish to fry, including, as they pointed out, real attacks, real data problems with Home Depot, Target, even federal contractor USIS, that have all had major breaches recently. And there's tens of millions of citizens' data data are out there. The Democrats say, why aren't we focusing on that? But if you push through the rhetoric a little bit, there are salient points. Here's an interesting exchange between Committee Chairman Daryl Issa and GAO's Will Schuessen.
One of the things that you said at the beginning was they didn't have strong passwords, so somebody could put in a short password and not change it. Is that correct?
That's correct. We identified several technical security control weaknesses with healthcare.gov and its supporting systems.
So somebody who didn't change the password created a huge vulnerability, particularly if they had a high level of access. Is that right?
If they used a weak password that could be easily guessed, that would be an increased risk.
So Marilyn and her birthday, if that were used, would have been easy to guess, certainly would have been tried. Did they have advanced lockout systems and detection and reporting?
One of the things, I don't want to get too detailed into the types of security controls, so we don't give any information.
Yeah, we don't want to tell how weak right. It still is. I understand that, so I'll be a little careful on that. But there are techniques that, if they were in place, would have been much more secure.
Sure. And the weaknesses that we identify are all can be corrected and resolved almost immediately.
So what you found a year into the site was they were not using best practices.
We identified several weaknesses that increased the risk and unnecessarily increased preventable risk.
Now, I think this exchange highlights the real concern and frustration. There are things that CMS should have done, could have done, but didn't do for whatever reason. The hearing didn't offer any insights into the reasons why. Toward the end of this almost two-hour hearing, Congressman Jerry Connolly actually asked Tavner, is IT getting the short shrift? Tavner's response is telling.
Some of the lessons learned and changes that we've made early on in year one, but definitely for year two, is we needed a systems integrator. We needed someone to help with the coordination. We needed a clear point of accountability. We needed better communication. And you're right, there was probably more time spent on the non-technical components, and we didn't realize as the technology was as difficult as it was. So those were lessons learned. I think we've put changes in place.
Now, Tavner adds that there's nothing more important to her than the security of the portal. She says they have weekly meetings. They have a 24/7 security team using continuous monitoring, intrusion prevention and detection tools. So as you see, they've changed their approach to both IT development and cybersecurity.
How much risk, though, is the agency up against now with the current state of security of healthcare.gov? It sounds from what Greg Wilshusen said, there is still a fair amount of work to be done. And the big question is, have there actually been any data breaches? Do we know?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Again, going back to this political football that healthcare.gov really is, the Republicans on the committee believe there's a great risk. The Democrats believe, yes, there's as much risk as any other high-profile federal system. And as you heard GAO talk about, there definitely are concerns about the security steps CMS is not taking, but now is fixing. Now, as to whether there's a breach or not, there was an attempted malware attack. I think we reported this back in July. But this is, again, how Anne Barron DiCamillo of the DHS US CERT describes the attack's impact to ranking member Elijah Cummings.
The malware is to use the resource of the server as part of this botnet. And so it wasn't targeting the server. It was using the resource of a server as part of the botnet for another victim.
So the bottom line is that at least as of now, no personal information was transmitted outside the agency. Is that right?
Correct. The breach was discovered by CMS. It was alerted to us. We looked at the images that were provided. There was no exfiltration of data. There was no loss of PII due to the segmentation of the network. This was a test network separate from the production network. So there was no lateral movement into the production network associated with this activity.
Now, Tavner, when pressed by Congressman Stephen Lynch, repeated her claim that there have been no successful malicious attacks where the website data was lost. Now, I still think there are concerns about the security of the website. The House Science Transportation Subcommittee on Oversight yesterday voted actually to issue a subpoena for former federal CTO and HHS CTO Todd Park around the site security. We're going to see what if this subpoena is approved by the full committee and or if Park ends up testifying. Mm-hmm. Now, Daryl Issa also issued a report detailing past and current concerns about the security of the site. We're going to post a link to that report on federalnewsradio.com later today. Now, despite this sometimes contentious nature of this hearing, I think what was important here is Issa was very clear that this was oversight. They asked tough questions. This is all about making healthcare.gov stronger and more resilient. And I think it's very important he ended the hearing that way because it shows that there's definitely, yes, politics involved, but in the end, there's also about the real issue of cybersecurity.